Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Who are those girls?
Who are those girls? I said it again.
JK,
I said who are.
God, I know. We're I doing heard it again. Was
no,
worse.
Let's redo it. Let's redo
okay,
it.
Okay, fine. Again.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
I feel like you're kind of stuck on it, you know?
I don't know what's going on. Maybe I need to rewatch New Girl. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, or maybe just like practice, you know?
Yeah,
like
I should practice.
One of your exceptionally long showers. You could just give it a couple goes, you know what I mean?
I really should. Guys, do you like my shirt? This one is not AI.
We don't know. Let me see. Let me see before you decide.
No, it's not. First of all, this one is not AI. It's a teddy bear, okay, that I bought on Valentine's Day. And he's holding a heart that says United for Immigrants. And on the back, it is a Bad Bunny quote. It was not AI. It's Photoshop. And with every purchase of this shirt, okay, the proceeds go to helping families get lawyers, like for immigration.
Oh, so, where'd you buy that?
I redeemed myself. It was like a collab with like a collab thing. The brand is called Kids of Immigrants. And like it was a Rizos curl, the brand Guava.
Oh my God, I love Rizos curls. That's all I use for Ademi.
No, I literally love Rizos curls. And they had like a whole, they made this shirt and all of the proceeds were going to help families with immigration lawyers.
Amazing.
So.
I love that.
I don't think they have them anymore, which sucks.
Oh, what
I think
the it was fuck? Like, a... like, now you're doing the whole freaking pitch and we can't even get the shirts. Boo.
I think it was like a Valentine's Day exclusive or something.
Wow, thanks for nothing. So glad we cannot help out the immigrants. That's great.
No, stop it. I think, well, maybe like, guys, go check it out. Go look it up or something.
Go check it out. It's not available. Go check it out.
Listen, I did my part. I bought it on Valentine's Day.
Wow. Thanks for letting us know a month late. I appreciate that. I really do. No, I'm sure if you go on their site, there's probably things you could buy and things you could do and donate. And of course,
for sure. And then you can help out for a good cause. Come on now.
I don't know if like Rizos curls, like just buying it gives anything to immigrants. But wow, let me tell you, those products are really something. Like I have never truly smelled better hair products in my life.
Oh my God. Her products smell so incredible.
Ademi's head, even after school, smells delicious. Because I use the refreshing, like the curl refreshing cream thing to do her ponytails. Oh my God, so good.
I literally love Rizos curl. Also, anybody talking shit about my banana clip? People are like, wow, you really do love your yellow clips. Yes, I do. I'm in my yellow era. Leave me alone.
Well, actually, you know what? You would be proud of me. I made a little hat yesterday because I freaking made hats for everybody for Nashville. Yes, we're still talking about Nashville. Bringing it right back around full circle. But I made everybody hats for their little photo stands and I didn't make myself a hat. So I needed to make myself a hat. And guess what color I made myself?
A butter yellow hat?
A little butter yellow hat. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, show me.
Well, we'll put it a picture up here, but it's downstairs and I still have to resin it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's basically, it's very plain because I made everyone else's like cow print and stuff. So it's just plain butter yellow and it's got a little gold star with a little gold braided trim thing. And I think it's cute.
I love that.
Yeah, come on. Especially because like the decor it's around is gold and like wood and stuff. I was like, it doesn't need to be too flashy, you know? So yeah, I'm very happy about that.
No, come on. I love that. I love it. It's so cute. I'm sure it's adorable. Although I do love butter yellow with silver.
Wow, you fucking bitch. Why would you say that? Why would you say that? And you know what? I was sitting there ruminating, contemplating for quite a while. Gold or silver? Gold or silver? And then I decided on gold. I was like, that's the right move until you just said that.
Well, you know, it's just like gold is so similar to yellow. You know what I mean? Like it's a nice little
Yeah, someone
contrast.
Say it complements it.
Or blends too
Nope. La, 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 la. I don't like that at all.
I'm sure it looks fantabulous, guys.
Yeah, I'm not going to show you. I'm not. Forget about the picture. It didn't go up because I don't want to show you.
Guys, no, guys, show us that we want to see it.
No,
we
you're not even
going to
see the star. It just blends right into the hat, so I'm not going to show you. Forget it. I'm done. Consider it canceled.
Oh, you're literally going to throw the hat away.
I literally was making a whale shark last night and Abby was there and she was watching me do it. And we were watching The Proposal at the same time. And then she goes, oh, like, let me see the whale shark. How did it come out? I was like, oh, no, I literally killed it. Like, I just like at one point just balled the whole thing up and I was upset. And I just, you know,
Why?
Said, gone with you. That's it. I'm done.
Oh my God, you're so crazy.
Bro, it wasn't
I'm
like
sure it was beautiful.
It
wasn't I
working
proposal.
Right. It was doing all sorts of weird things, and I was just like, this fucking sucks. I hate it here. I've lost a lot of my inspiration, and it's like breaking my heart a little bit. It's not that I don't want to make the magnets. It's like, number one, usually I'm too tired because at nights I'm like, oh my God, it's like the only time I get to myself type of thing. Especially now that my back has been hurting. Don't worry, we'll get into that. Magnet making do be breaking my back a little bit. So I've been like relaxing on it. But then I also realized, I'm like, am I in a creative slump with my magnets? Like, I don't even know what to
make.
No,
I just think that, like, I really think you went full throttle. Okay, like, I've never seen
true.
It before.
No, that's so true.
You have made triple the amount of magnets I have made.
When was like the last couple. Time you made one, you fake magnet maker?
First of all, I made one like 2 weeks ago for my grandmother.
What was it?
But I haven't made one in about 2 weeks. A palm tree for her fridge.
Oh, so cute.
I'm not gonna lie, it looks like shit. So I didn't post it on the internet. Like, trying to make the palm tree, I was making it and I'm like, wow, Jesse would slay these palm tree leaves. It was so hard for me because she wanted it like 3D.
Oh yeah, greenery is very hard. My mom's friend, I was like, oh, I can make you something. She's like, can you make me, I think I've said this before, like a eucalyptus bouquet? And I was like, no. No, I can't. Sorry.
That is way too... I mean, you can.
No,
you
I can't. I really can't. Can. I don't think. I think that I specialize in food.
No, every time I see a new magnet or something or a little miniature sculpture of something, I'm like, wow, Jesse can make that.
Oh my God. So you know what? Maybe that is all I need to keep going is like to just believe in myself because I think I've lost some of my...
Bro, you're so good. You razzle. Can't stop. It's just that you did too much all at once. Oh my God. You know?
What a lesson of life. Like... Can we all just like chill the fuck out? Like, why does everything have to be all or nothing? Why can't you just do something like a little bit over a lot of time?
Exactly. Like, do you need to make 46 magnets for all of your guests on every trip?
Yes, I do. I do. No, I do. Why am I making everybody earrings for Disney? Come on.
No, I cannot. Also, tell me how you spoke about making cute ass piglet earrings for Joey and you didn't put them in.
They weren't done.
Oh.
And I was like, they're not resined. They're not on the cute little thing. I'm not putting them. Like, I can't let my work be judged that way. You know what I mean?
No, of course. No, it's got to be sealed and
exactly.
done.
Exactly. Hopefully, by the time this goes up, it will be done. But who knows? You know?
Who knows? Listen, I get it. Sometimes you get in a funk and you just, you know. But don't worry. You're just so good at it. You have to let it speak to you.
Oh, my God. Stop it right now. That's so sweet of you. Okay, so what's today's episode going to be about? Let's move on from polymer clay, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Or as Kathleen would say, polymer clay.
Let's move on from polymer clay. Shall we get into ¿Qué dice mi gente?
Oh, God. I feel like these are always like sneak attacks. Like, you're always the one that gathers them. I don't know what you've got cooked up your sleeve, and I don't like it.
You know, you can gather them as well. You can bring them some to the table.
Oh, wait. Actually, I think I did screenshot one.
Did you?
I don't know. I feel like I remembered doing that, but I could be wrong.
Well, this one, I actually sent it to Jesse because I thought it was so, so funny. I must address this. We must. Jesse, we must. So Jasmine says, the ravages combo cracked me up because it's clearly a verb and not a noun. And Kathleen gave in. And then the comment under it says, our sweet summer child gave in.
You guys are, this is so upsetting to me. I'm not going to lie.
Not a Leo gaslighting an Aquarius into giving up because she doesn't care enough.
Oh, please. This is so dramatic. Genuinely. Why can't you guys just like let someone like have a win?
Be wrong.
No, just like let me win. Like, let me do it. I won that moment.
But did you? Because I think they're saying you were wrong. So I don't know if that's
a
win.
Yeah, but would you have ever known that? Obviously not.
No, I would have never known that.
Yeah, like sometimes in life, for instance, and I will correct my own wrongs. Like, I'll go back and I will definitely confess to multiple people in my life. Like, hey, remember that thing I told you the other day? That was complete misinformation. I got that off of like fucking TikTok and it turns out
you would have told me that?
No, not for ravages. That's so harmless. Come on. It's not like something happening in the world or something important.
Well, hello. I'm glad that the audience told me because what if I used it in that context like you did?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't fact check that. So now I'm going to fact check you brown nosers. Okay. And I'm going to see if you're right or not.
I will say there were several comments that said that. As you fact check that, I'm going to order Chick-fil-A.
No, Kathleen.
I'm not going to eat it on the episode, though. Don't
no,
worry.
No, I don't even care about that. Like, why do you eat so much Chick-fil-A? It's just disturbing.
I'm not going to lie. I thought about you the other day. No, yesterday. We filmed the bonus episode yesterday, by the way. So today's the next day. And I thought about you. Oh my God. I don't know if I should say this. But like, I farted like late at night. I had Chick-fil-A that day and I had like a lot of chicken. And then for dinner, my mom made chicken. I farted after the dinner and it smelled like worse than my farts usually smell. And then I was like, oh my God, maybe Jesse's onto something because Hassan Piker's farts must smell like absolute ass.
Oh my God. Yeah, because he eats a lot of chicken. Yeah, I definitely think chicken specifically, or like honestly meat in general. Like one thing that used to freak me out when I was vegan, and I don't know if it's true, but like a lot of vegans will say it, is that basically all food is like getting processed in your stomach. And like while it's getting processed, like technically it's rotting, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't get to that point because your stomach acid like kind of takes care of it, but you know what I mean? I feel like some things, if it processes like slower, then maybe it gets a little funky in there, you know what I mean?
Like a Twinkie?
Like a Twinkie?
Actually no, like a Twinkie wouldn't actually, because a Twinkie never like breaks down.
Okay guys, you know, fine, whatever, Ravages is wrong, I hate it here.
Wow, oh my God, guys, this is a big moment. No. Leo's never okay,
don't linger
wrong
on it, because it's gonna piss me off so bad. Do not linger on it, don't clap, don't do none of that. I don't like that.
Oh no, are we backtracking already?
No, we're not backtracking. I just don't like sore winners, okay? I really don't. I think it's rude.
Oh, am I being a sore winner
yeah,
right now?
Is you, that are, you, saying? You just started clapping. You just did all but a standing ovation.
I was clapping that you know.
It's giving like when Nassim tells me to do something and then I don't want to do it anymore. Like it's kind of triggering that same feeling within me where like now that I'm admitting I'm wrong because you're clapping, I want to take it back. You know, but anyway, so basically you could say like these people are savages, obviously. Yes, we know that. You could say like right, these people are ravaged, like they're mm-hmm, they're ravaged by like the effects of like a storm. Or you could say like these people are ravaging, like they're ravaging this area, or like they're
right,
ravaging
right
something.
But they can't be ravages.
Yeah, it does say ravage is typically a verb to cause damage.
Yeah, I mean now that you say that, it literally like makes sense. Can't believe I gave I really do be a little stupid.
How many things off camera have we both misinformed each other on? I really would love to keep track of that.
Who knows? Like the mosquito one.
What mosquito one?
That was my favorite one. The one that I was like, oh my God, yeah, a mosquito dies in 24 hours. I heard that somewhere. You're like, you heard that from me.
And I'm still pretty sure that's true. Oh no, there was one the other day where there was an advet. We were getting an advet. So basically how it works is like our agency will like show us brands and we get to say like we approve that brand or we deny, like we don't want to work with them, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kathleen flat out about one of them was like, oh, they're in the Epstein files. And I was like, oh, are they? And of course, I go to my resident Epstein file genius, Lily, because that's like her hyperfixation. Like she has researched Epstein for a million years. Okay. So I asked her, I was like, is this in the Epstein files? And she's like, no, like he bought something from there. So there's like a receipt for it. But like, that's it. And I text that to Kathleen and she just goes,
well, I didn't.
Oh, LMFAO. I'm like, you fully just said like these people are in the Epstein files. And I said, are they really? And she goes, yeah, girl, they are. Yeah.
I said, wow, we're getting an advet from a freaking company that's in the Epstein files and we're going to accept. That's crazy. I'm like, we need to deny that. That's crazy. She's like, what? They are? And it turns out, like, it was just, like, mentioned
my
in
my question,
email.
Like, where'd you get that, huh? Like, where'd you find that from?
Listen, that's just what I heard. From somewhere.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's how my brain works, too, unfortunately. And it does, like, get coupled in with, like,
up.
A lot of confidence. Like, I do feel confidence when I'm saying it.
And we cannot be doing that.
We can't. No, it's actually dangerous.
It's wrong. We should be fact-checking
things. We should. Thank God that this show is not really about anything. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. If I was like, your Do We Know Them co-host?
Oh, bitch. We would have been done a million years ago. We would have gotten canceled and buried in the ground. We kind of already low-key do. People tell me and Lily, like, you don't research. You don't do anything. Whatever. But, like, Lily actually does like to research. So, like, like, talk about the Epstein files or, like, talk about, like, really intense things, she'll go for, like, days background checking people.
No, yeah. Lily does the right thing. Like, oh, my God, this brand is in the Epstein files. Let me
look
sure.
it up.
Let me check it out. Let me look it out. I didn't do that. I said, oh! Canceled.
But I think a lot of people are doing that with that specific topic lately. It's just like people
misunderstand it a lot
and they don't know what it means. Or like if you're in the files, like what that even means. You know what I mean? Like that doesn't inherently mean that you're a criminal, you know?
Exactly. No, for sure. I get that. By the way, I just wanted to say that, like, I know I was been sitting here making fun of you for the last 10 minutes.
Right.
But I need to call myself out. Oh. I need to call myself out because Grace said in this comment, not Kathleen saying Minnesotan correctly to make the opposite point.
I saw that one. You idiot. I bet you read that and you felt so dumb.
I knew that.
Oh, I knew that. Yeah, you. How many times have you heard people call themselves Minnesotan?
A Minnesotan. I've heard that many, many times.
I don't think I've even heard the word Minnesota many, many times.
Wow.
No offense. doesn't come up that much in conversation for me. I'm not trying to diss you if you live in Minnesota.
The Minnesota Timberwolves?
The well-known Minnesota Timberwolves? Hello? When I tell you I've never heard of that in my life, I don't know if that's hockey or football or soccer, basketball, baseball.
First of all, are you joking?
I swear on my life, I have never heard that in my life. I feel like you could be making that up and I would just believe you that they're the Minnesota Timberwolves.
No, they're a basketball team.
Like, that's like if I say right now, like, oh my God, you know who won the NBA championship? The Ohio Rockets. Does that make sense?
That doesn't exist.
You wouldn't know that if we weren't playing this little silly game right now.
I know basketball.
Okay, fine. Okay, you know who just won the baseball championships?
Who?
The Los Angeles Gliders. You would believe that one, huh? For sure.
Well, I would if like the...
Or if I did hockey, you're doomed.
Oh, if you did hockey, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like the Los Angeles Dodgers are like the Washington...
I was going to say the Washington Staple Guns. That one probably wouldn't have passed. Oh, it's hard to come up with all these weird
the
names.
The Washington Staple Guns? That's crazy.
The point is, we're dumb and dumber over here. And I'm not going to point any fingers on who's dumber.
No, definitely me. I can't even spell
dumber.
I think
it honestly changes depending on the day. You know, we take turns being dumber.
That's very sweet of you.
This
That's
is what very, very being educated in Miami, Florida looks like. Let this For be sure. a lesson to all of you.
Don't come here.
Don't come here. Don't raise your kids here, okay? This is what you're going to look like.
I just think it's funny that, like, I knew it was Minnesota and it was just a mistake. You, yeah. on the other hand, yeah. the doubling down on the New Yorkin was hardcore.
I'm still going to use New Yorkin. I'm going to start spreading the news. And I think it's going to pick up like Fetch and everyone's going to start using it.
You know what?
Actually, isn't the whole thing about Fetch is that it didn't get picked up? Whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh, wait, yeah. Like, no one said Fetch. And then the last comment I want to point out from Adriana said, the funnest one was the one on Do We Know Them, where someone said, ready as a leather bee.
Instead of ready as a leather bee. Okay, that's actually bad.
That was on Do We Know Them. I don't remember that episode.
No, it's not that we said it. It's that, like, when we said the sayings thing, that everybody was commenting their sayings that they get wrong. You know what I mean? So... somebody was ready as the leather
bee. Oh my God, ready as a leather bee. That's literally crazy. That's so funny.
You know what though? While I was editing, I realized that essentially what it is kind of like when you get the wrong lyrics to a song and the lyrics don't make any sense if you actually think about them. But because that's how your brain hears it, it just makes sense. You know what I mean? That's what the sayings thing is for me too. Like, it doesn't have to make sense. It just sounds right. You were not listening, bro. You can't fucking read and listen, bro.
No, I know exactly what you said. You said...
the way you just stared up at me like I
certain
never...
lyrics... No, you said certain lyrics, like when you say them, like they make no sense. But like you, like it doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense. It just sounds right to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
Isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. It is. I just kind of wanted to make you feel like...
It is, but it did take me the delay. Like I had finished reading this and then it like registered after. I had a delayed registration. I do want to say though, because I was just like reading through these comments and somebody commented about the update on George's Wine Bar because I was just recently there for my half marathon. By the way, it went well. It went well. We showed pictures like on our Patreon episode of like me running and stuff. But this is what I looked like on the half marathon. My IT band syndrome... gnarly,
so
next level.
Fucking bad.
I think I'm gonna take a little bit of a breaky break from half marathons. A little bit.
So you're just gonna do the 5Ks?
Yeah.
How long is that again?
For now. Oh, 5K is 3 miles. A 10K is 6 miles. I could do a 10K. It's just a lot on my knees. But guys, oh my God, I bought the IT band syndrome strap that goes like on top of your knee and it really, really helped me a lot.
I love that for you.
It was really, really good. I will say my medals were cute. So I did... the challenge, the princess challenge. And so that's basically you run the 10K, which is 6 miles. And then the very next day you do the half marathon, which is 13 miles.
I'm ordering a salad. I need you to just bear with me for one moment.
So you weren't listening to me either, it turns
out. I
was.
I did tune you out a little bit because of the, you know.
But look, guys, look, I'm going to post a picture. These are my 3 medals. Aren't they so cute? I love the challenge one, which is the bell one. Oh, and the Rapunzel one reminded me of you so much. It was so cute.
Oh, no. I love the Rapunzel one. That one is so cute.
Isn't it so cute? The Moana one, whatever. But like, I like them. I wish the Moana one was more of like the green, like the Mother Nature. Like if they did the medal around Mother Nature and Moana or whatever, not like, I don't like the blue. There's something about the color blue. It just doesn't, I don't like it. Anyway, the update on George's Wine Bar. Let me tell you something. I don't think I like it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I don't think I do either.
No, like without the chicken. Don't get me wrong. Those mimosas slap every time and I'm going to continue. No.
You know what they do? They for slap me in the fucking face with a closed fist. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. Every single time. Me and Alex drank two Dole Whip mimosas. And I've done so many experiments on this. And I think I've already mentioned this.
Have I?
Where like, yeah. I've tried it to see like, oh, maybe I'm tired that day. Maybe this. No, they knock you out. I think they roofie all of them. Allegedly. That's me joking.
No, but they like, really do knock you out. Because when we were recently there, I shared because we had the half marathon the next day when I had the brunch the day before. And I shared the Dole Whip mimosa with my friend. And I only got a little bit sleepy. I was like, oh, it's that bitch. Yeah. It's that thing.
Yeah.
But it's so good. It's worth it. I'm sorry. It's worth it.
It is delicious. But I almost just wish that they had a non-alcoholic version because I would like it just as much. Like the flavor of it is yummy. Yeah, but like the alcohol in it, whatever mixture that is not right.
But you know what? If you're going to go to George's Wine Bar, guys, please go for dinner. Like their dinner is better because after taking out their chicken biscuit, that was like the best thing on the menu. I tried the alternative. The hash brown sucks. Mm. Like a hard
their
hash brown.
Their mac and cheese bites are fire. Delicious still. Those are so good.
And so is the hummus. I'm sorry. Okay, I know you hate
it's hummus.
It's so good.
And it's just like every hummus I've ever had in my life. You need to stop hyping up that hummus.
I love it. Mac and cheese balls are so good. So I definitely think like go for dinner.
Or don't go at all. Honestly, it's fine.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
You'll be okay. Yeah, there's not really anything crazy there anymore.
The thing is that it was my death row meal.
That is so ridiculous.
You don't think it was good?
You're gonna tell me that, I mean, it was good. You're gonna tell me that's the last thing you want on your lips before you pass away?
That or Sonny's Steakhouse in Miami.
You know what I would want as a picky bitch as my last meal? There's a few things. Can't you get multiple things on your death row meal?
No. Oh, I mean, you can.
Okay, yeah. So I would do... Oh my God. The volcano roll from Fujiya on Kendall Drive in Miami.
Freaking a sushi?
No. Okay, that's all you keep talking. And I can't even tune her out because she's in my ear. So literally, just quiet. All right. This is my death row meal. Freaking chicken biscuit, bitch. I didn't even finish my chicken biscuit. You want to leave this world feeling bloated and tired, and I'm not here for it.
You didn't finish your chicken biscuit because we were going into a coma from the mimosa, but like it was fantastic.
Anyway, the volcano roll from Fujiya is inexplicable. It's unlike any volcano roll you've ever had. So basically,
oh my God, wait, hold on. Is Fujiya in Georgia?
No, Fujiya's in Miami.
Oh, okay.
It's on Kendall Drive. So basically, it's a regular roll, kind of like a Philly roll type vibe, but the inside, they put this little like bowl and it's got this like cream cheesy, delicious, fucking orgasmic. That's the only way I can explain it.
I love cream cheesy, delicious.
No. You dip the sushi in that like sauce mixture, then you dip it in their eel sauce, and their eel sauce is the most delicious eel sauce I've ever tried in my life.
Oh my God, I'm gonna go have this.
Fucking delicious. Fujiya Kendall Drive, volcano roll.
Wait, what's in the volcano roll? Because I don't like raw stuff.
No, I think it's like smoked salmon or something like that. I don't know. I'm not really
sure.
Oh,
I can do a smoke.
I don't like fishy. I hate fishy stuff. You know what I mean? I have been going there since I was a kid. It is the first time I ever had sushi in my life was there at Fujiya, and they stayed open. And I went so much over the course when I lived in Kendall that I would go in there and they would just remember my order. And they would just, you know, not even take it. They'd just like, come bring me my stuff. Like if I could only get one meal, that would definitely be on it.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have to go eat this.
I honestly think all of my food would probably be like Miami food. Come on, give me a couple Isla Canaria croquetas before I leave this world. You know what I mean?
Oh, I agree. But New York food is superior for sure. But
my God,
it is. I'm sorry. I'm a New York hater and New York has the best food. We need to go to Sonny's when you come here. When are you coming?
Next month.
We're going to Sonny's. I'm not kidding. We are going to Sonny's.
Oh, no. I'm looking forward to it. I love when we make plans on camera. It's great. I'm sure everybody enjoys it.
I mean, no one's going to know when we go.
No, I'm not saying it. First of all, I'm not like you. I don't care if people know where.
Oh, you mean like this is boring? Get on with it? I get you. I get you guys. You're right. I'm so sorry.
I know some people actually do like it from what they say. I actually have a que dice mi gente, though. No, I do have one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it was somebody saying, could you please do a who's who segment for the friends and family you frequently mention? I'm trying to keep up with figuring out who are the people you name name drop. And there have been multiple people asking for this. And we did it briefly on our Patreon bonus episode, but like we kind of wanted to do like an official one right here, right now, like show pictures of everyone. And I wanted to be like, this is this person, this is that person. So we do have
check out my Chick-fil-A.
Some characters that are reoccurring on this channel. And I do understand how that could get a little bit confusing. Not necessarily like if you've been here since the beginning and like not missed an episode, but I know a lot of people have missed an episode or two. And then you can miss a lot, as we've discussed before. Yeah. So let's talk about frequent characters on the JK podcast and just in general our lives. Who would you say is like the most mentioned?
Well, Joey.
Joey. Okay, so Joey's my brother. He's my big brother, but by like a year and a half. Everyone always thinks that I'm the older sister. And we're basically...
Yeah, but Joey's older.
But he's older. And we have, you know, like twin telepathy. We are very,
very close.
I was going
to say, you guys are like twins.
We are very much like twins. Like when we were growing up, everyone thought we were fraternal twins. And sometimes we just told people we were. And yeah, he edits for the JK podcast. So he's editing this right now.
And then we have Benji, who is your cousin Benji, who he is like the honorary sibling. He, you know, he's our primo, but also like our sibling in a sense.
You know, he's a very interesting character in my life. You know what I mean?
He really is.
He's got such a personality on him that one. Oh my God, it was so funny. I was playing with him last night. He's like, you know, I'm actually for the first time a couple episodes behind on JK. And I go, you are? And he goes, yeah, you guys started talking shit about me and I think I just shut down and stopped watching.
No, stop. We didn't talk shit about him at all.
Oh my God. I only called him out one time.
Qué dramático es Benjamin, Dios mío.
No, he is. Now, this is going to trigger him again. He's going to stop watching.
Oh my God, Benjamin, please. That's so crazy.
No, I told him, like, come on.
And then I feel we also have Alex James, mm-hmm, okay, which Deborah. Jesse and Alex have been friends for years and years and years and years. But Debbie, you guys know Debbie, someone's mom. Uh-huh. He comes up a lot. We like make fun of him all the time with his accent.
We do. But, like, he comes unfortunately, God bless. Then we have my husband, who we always imitate his accent. His name is Nassim. And then we have Abby, who's my best friend. She is just like around a lot. She goes to our trips a lot, you know, whenever she can.
She's the best. I really love Abby.
I think that's it for me, isn't it? I mean, I have four siblings total. So like sometimes I'll mention my brother Jonathan and stuff. I have three older brothers and one younger brother. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I'll mention Jonathan. Then I obviously like I have my mom and Joe. I do mention them sometimes. And then I have my dad, Ruben, who is the one who like hates everything.
The stage dad
who thinks everybody sucks at karaoke.
That's who you get your hate everything thing from.
Damn. You know what? Have we ever like realized that? I actually might get it from him.
Of course. Are you joking? When we walked by the karaoke girl and you were like, oh, for the love of God. Oh my God. I was like, oh, Ruben, here she comes. Here's Ruben.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty bad, you know. Hard to fight genetics.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Oh, I'm going to do that too.
You know I love a good gloss moment. Oh my God, bro, you know what I realized? We're both dumb.
Okay. Great realization.
Do you remember in the cabin episode when we were talking about the Fenty Beauty thing?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, bro, they changed Fussy. Like, and then they named it to Fussy, but... Wait, what? No, I'm
not. Wait, what? That's not what we said.
I just had like a stroke. No, and I was just like confused because I was like, this is the color I normally get, but they changed the applicator. And you were like, yeah, they changed the applicator. And then I was like, did they change the formula too? And you're like, no. Bro, the other day I realized that in big capital letters, it says oil on it. And if you just buy Fussy without the oil on it, it's just the regular formula that I was used to. That made me concerned for my... logical
they made
thinking.
I didn't even know that. Wait, they made an oil version?
Yes, and it has a completely different applicator, and it says oil in all fucking caps, and it's the same exact color, just a different formula. Like, it's just like less thick, and you know, it just glides.
No wonder when you're showing me that, I'm like, yeah, they changed the applicator.
Yeah, but see, that's the shit we're talking about, where it's just like, you could have easily been like, no, I don't think so.
Dude, I thought it was I didn't know they came out with lip oil, so I'm looking at Fussy, and I'm looking at the applicator.
Evidence says that, you know, they did
that
change
is a different
it. And then you're so like in the makeup space that I was like, oh, well, I mean, if she says it, like.
Man, but I didn't know about that. Listen. I'm drowning in light slack over here.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my God. I will say, by the way, I know I touched upon it briefly on Patreon. Guys, you rocked my world.
You guys totally knocked her socks off.
All the comments, like, I was even getting... I'm usually, like, up in the comments in every episode. Like, I'm the one that goes through it. All the comments you guys are writing, like, I am all up in the comments, constantly screenshotting, whatever. And I was getting so... Oh my God, Porter is just asleep in the most precious way. Oh my God.
Like how? Imitate it so I know.
Oh my.
Oh, that is so cute.
That is so cute. Let me show you guys. But I was getting so like overwhelmed with like feelings. like I can't even explain it. It was like I was getting super emotional. I was crying reading all your comments. And you guys, honestly, we had 300 orders from that episode. And it was just, it was the best and so amazing. And I cannot thank you guys enough. Truly, I love you guys. You're the best. And like, even people who have purchased Light Slacker commenting really nice things. I'm sending Jesse the picture so you guys can see it. Commenting really nice things about like the formula and stuff. Like, I love you guys. You're amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of your heart, my heart. Like, the support that you give Light Slacker is the only reason we've still made it this far. And the hand cream actually launches now tomorrow. Tomorrow you can get your Amber Hour hand cream and the makeup bag. And we have new brand new launches happening tomorrow. So come check out the website.
I don't need to because I already got it. And no, it's not because Kathleen sent me PR because she never fucking does. But I literally bought it on TikTok Shop. You did like a little early access thing. I know. And I found
it. Jesse bought the bundle. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's only my pleasure and honor. Truly.
Thank you. Thank you.
But also, bitch, when the fuck is your ridge filling base thing coming back in stock?
Oh, tomorrow. Okay. All the treatments. Thank God. Hopefully. Oh my God, please. It's currently in transit. It's currently in transit.
Okay.
It hasn't gotten there yet, but because we're filming during the weekend, but it should get there on Monday and we should have it for the launch of the hand cream and the makeup bag. Please.
Okay.
Please. Please.
I hope so because I have some ridges on my toes that need filling. You know what I mean?
Oh, and you're going to love that ridge filling,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah.
It's very good.
But anyway, no, yeah, that was amazing to see everybody supporting telling you not to give up Operation Save Light Slacker.
I know. It honestly, guys, you made me feel so much better. Like, I have been very, very down in the dumps. And, you know, it just your words, like, aside from you, how you guys placed a bunch of orders, like what you guys were saying in the comments of like actually loving the brand and the formula. I'm like, no, I have to keep going. I have to figure this out.
Yeah.
So thank you, guys. I love you. So much. Anyway, do you want to tell the folks how you broke your back?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
That was unfortunate.
Dude, Jesse texted me the other day. She's like, hey, we're filming this weekend, right? I'm paralyzed. I can't move. So just want to make sure.
Okay.
And I'm like, so what did you
do? Truly, I think it was a series of unfortunate events. So a couple months ago, I picked up Ademi from daycare and I pick her up a lot.
Oh.
No, and literally from the floor. Like, I actually like pick her up and, you know, take her to the car. She really takes advantage of that. Like, we went to Great Wolf Lodge and to go to the slide, you have to climb like 1,000 stairs. After the first stair thing, she starts going, ooh, my legs. Ah, like that. And I'm just like, girl, you have younger, better legs than me. Like, come on, just keep going. She goes, mommy.
No, literally, not I her can't. Having like the most like perfectly young little legs that could take her anywhere.
So youthful.
In life.
The knees, so fresh. So but youthful, she literally doesn't so want fresh. To use them. So I have to carry her ass up the stairs. And of course I do, because she's only my angel. And so
of
I just
course.
Do
Are you joking?
It. You know what I mean? Oh my God. She's got us literally whooped. Like last night, Nassim put her to bed. And he promised her, because she'll try to make me promise her that I'm not going to leave her bed when she goes to sleep. And I do not promise her that because I don't want to break a promise. And I'm going to leave your bed, queen. You know what I mean? Like, I just am. And so what I will do is when she says that, I'll be like, it's okay, mama. Like, you're safe. And I will see you in the morning. Don't worry. Let's just like worry about sleep type of thing. I'll just like try to get her mind off of it. Nassim promised her. Okay, so then he leaves. He actually went out with his friends, comes back, and then he was telling me that he goes, damn, you know, she's gonna go looking for me in the night. I promised her that I would stay with her. And I go, damn, you promised her? I never promised her. Like that, I just said that, and he literally looked at me and goes, okay. And he got his pillow and he went and slept with Ademi.
Oh my God, stop it.
Literally, he was like, I cannot deal with another. You mentioned that, like, I can't break a promise. She's gonna wake up and know that I broke the promise.
Sweet, that makes my heart grow 6 sizes. That was God. So beautiful. Oh my God, Nassim's the best. Like, no, he's the best
he
with them.
He is. He is.
But it's so that's so nice of you to like really not because like anybody else would be like, yeah, I promise.
Shut no, absolutely up, not. You know, I've learned that's from my brother sweet. Joey, who's also a Scorpio, that lying. Don't you know, lie. We've talked about his Santa trauma. Lying really hurts them very deeply, and unfortunately, even if it's like for the good, like you think, or you're like, oh, I'm just like trying to get this situation
but still, like,
resolved.
You promise. Me
yeah no like I do lie to Amelie, I'm not gonna lie, I do lie,
of course,
for sure,
of course.
I do tell her the park is broken, you know what I mean, things like that. I will tell her that things are closed and you know whatever, because for my own sanity, like she wants to do a lot more than I think that we can do in a day, you know, like if we really for went sure. by her schedule. But I don't promise her things that I don't break, and when she breaks promises, I make sure to make it like a statement, and I'll be like, we don't promise something unless you mean it. Because a promise is a promise, yeah. And your word is all you
and
have.
And that's amazing.
You know what I mean?
I do love that.
We're a house of integrity and morals here.
Very true. Your word is all you have. I think that's so beautiful.
But what were we talking about before that? I got
sidetracked. Oh, about your back breaking.
Oh my God. Oh my okay, God, hold so on. I picked
before
up
Amelie. Before you say that, wait.
What?
I got to grab my my Diet Coke.
Oh, and your sandwich. You're going to eat it. Watch.
I can hear you in my ear. You can tell the story. Start telling the story.
No, I'm not going to tell the story while you're getting your freaking Chick-fil-A. Okay, so I picked her up from school. Well, no, bro. Just sit down, man. What do you mean, okay, go, as you're shuffling around? Just enjoy your sandwich, okay? I won't say anything about it.
First of all.
I'm not going to say anything.
First of all, I'm not
just enjoy it.
I'm not going to eat the sandwich. I'm here
I want you to eat the sandwich. I really want you to enjoy that sandwich in front of me, even though I haven't eaten a thing today and I'm starving. Please enjoy it.
To drink my Diet Coke only. Because I see you, I'm like staring at you drinking something delicious and cold. And I'm getting really jealous.
Delicious and cold? This was made like an hour ago. You're just saying because you see like two ice cubes. You're like, wow, that freezing iced coffee. Because you're so used to your melting, nasty lattes.
It does look cold and really
delicious.
You said,
delicious, wow, like something Antarctic is over there. Delicious. Okay, so anyway, back to my back. So I pick up Amelie from school and I literally pick her up. And I felt something happen. I went like, oh, and it was like something
like
in my shoulder blade.
You actually felt the click. Like
something happened, yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I haven't ever fully recovered from that. Sometimes it won't bother me. And then sometimes I'll sleep wrong and it'll like be pinched in that exact spot. So definitely something happened. And when I go get massages, the lady's like, ooh, something's going on over there. Like she literally says
you
that my like
doctor,
muscles are like fused to my bone is what she said. I don't know. She might be dramatic. I don't know.
What? That seems a little dramatic.
I've never had a masseuse though that inspects my body. Like her. Like she literally one time found a lump in my neck and told me to go get it checked.
And did you?
Yeah, I did. And it was the size of a pea. Like genuinely, I don't know how the hell she felt that. And she goes, that's not like a knot. That's a lump and you should go get it checked. And it was, but it was just like a benign little lump.
Oh my God, I would have fucking spiraled. That was crazy.
I'm not gonna lie. I did spiral. I did spiral. Yeah, I was like, I would have spiraled. Oh, thank you for telling me. And I literally told Nassim, I'm like, well, it's over for me.
Hello, like the time that they found a lump in my tit and like breast cancer runs in my family.
Oh my God, yeah. That's
I had to get the thing like the whole test, they got it removed and luckily it was benign, but like I left that day like, oh, I have breast cancer.
Yeah, it is very, very, very alarming. When I got pregnant with Amelie, one of my first symptoms was, I didn't know this at the time, but you have milk ducts under your armpit.
Oh shit.
And one of my first symptoms was super swollen. So one day I'm like, oh, my armpit hurts. I touch, huge lump. I'm like, oh my God. I literally started crying. And Nassim was like, oh shit. Oh, like, yeah, God. It is a lump. And then a week later, I found out I was pregnant. And it was just my titties prepping milk. Anyway, all of that to say, I have had that pinched nerve for a while. So it started bothering me a little bit more. And then I was like, damn, you know what? Let me Theragun this, okay? So a Theragun is like a massage gun. Very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. And you're really not supposed to use it on your neck. And I knew that. So I didn't use it on my neck. I used it on the top of my shoulder and like on my shoulder blade. I don't know if that's what caused it, but the next day I had to film and I remember saying to Lily like multiple times, like, ow, my neck hurts. My neck hurts. Then I had to come down and edit and get up the JK episode. So I go and do that. And when I got up from my desk, I literally like my back couldn't like straighten out. I was like, uh-oh.
Oh my God.
I literally was like, something's not right. And the next day I could barely move. Like genuinely, I could barely get out of bed.
No, but you wait too long to go to the hospital. You wait too long.
Girl, I am not about to get in medical debt for them to be like, we don't know. Just anxiety, I suppose.
Yeah. No. If your back is like you cannot move. I want to say it's a little
come
bit more
on.
Than anxiety.
Like one time when I was vaping, actually, years and years ago, like before the studies had come out to show that vaping is bad for you, I actually have to applaud myself because I vaped all the time. And I was like, oh, it's like just like a healthy little, like it's not anything bad for you. It's just literal vapor.
I do not remember your vape era.
Oh, yeah. It was like in 2018, 2019. And I always said, like, if a study comes out and says it's bad, like I'll just quit. And then studies came out and said it was bad. And you get like popcorn lung and ends up in the hospital. I said, okay,
yeah, and
goodbye.
You quit?
Yeah, I quit. Cold turkey.
Oh, wow. Good,
and
good
I have not
you,
touched
good
a vape
you.
Since. But that being said, when I was vaping, I ended up in the hospital because it was doing something to my back muscles that were constricting my chest. So like I couldn't take like a deep breath and it was like causing this pain by my heart. Like it was like a very sharp pain.
Damn.
This caused something similar. Like I was in bed and the shooting pain came all the way to the front. Up my neck and down my legs on my left side. And it was constricting the way I could breathe. And like my chest was like hurting.
Oh, hell no.
But I was like, you know what? This is totally fine. Everything is going to be okay. And I just had Nassim put this horse gel that is literally for horses. It's called Theraflex.
I'm surprised Nassim wasn't like immediately like, oh no, let's go. Let's go to the car right now.
He's not like that at all. He's not like that at all.
But he's very much like, my precious Jesse, please don't break.
He'll do that for like the kids and stuff. But like for me, like I think we're both like realistic of like, is this really an emergency? You know what I mean? Like we just wait things out. We're like, I don't know. Like if it's an emergency, then it's an emergency. Like Nassim has like,
that seems like an emergency.
I mean, I guess. But like, I don't know. I just felt like it was something flaring up and I just needed to rest. And it was also affecting like my brain. Like I was so foggy. Like my head was just like, oh. Like I was in and out of sleep.
Jesse, you sound like you're having a stroke or something. Like,
well, I was totally fine. I was 100% right. I was listening to my intuition.
Oh my God, that scares me too much. No. You need to check
yourself. Hate the hospital. Genuinely, like, I think that needs to be reserved for, like, people, like, that are really in an emergency.
For sure. But, like, you want to know what's wrong. Like, you should go to some sort of, like,
physical
therapist.
I don't think they would have been able to tell me. I think it was something in my muscles and my, like, you know,
okay, maybe not like urgent care, but you should go to a physical therapist. Like, something's going on. And don't get me wrong. Like, when I went to mine, they were like, yep, you have IT band syndrome.
And you're like, I knew that.
Yeah, I paid $75 for them to do it. But I learned like the things I could do, like the stretching and like what I have to do to like help
come
it.
On. You should have also probably learned that check from it YouTube. Out. Not that I am instructing anyone to totally. Not go to a doctor. I just personally, I'm a very intuitive person. I was listening to my heart and my heart said, girl, just lay down. Come on, just lay down. You're fine.
I guess, okay.
But unfortunately, that day I was alone because Nassim had a game and so I had to be with the kids. And I didn't think Amelie would listen, but Nassim looked at her before he left. He goes, you need to help your mommy. She's not doing well. Please do not drive her insane. And she totally was like an angel.
Wow. Literally. Just tell your back is paralyzed like every day.
Literally. It was amazing. Like, obviously, I was still able to move. I don't want people to think like I was paralyzed and unable to care for my children. Like, I was able to move. It just hurt a lot when I had to move. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing with Amelie, though, guys, is like she's very like, how do I explain, sentimental. Like she's
very. Oh, my God. The most.
Her feelings get like she has big feelings.
She has the biggest. I can't even think about it. She can't watch anything with sad music because she just starts crying.
That's beautiful.
No, though. Literally. And she goes, that just made me so sad. And then I'll be like, OK, baby, let's skip it then. And she goes, no. I want to watch it. And I go, wow, that's really powerful.
That is. That's so beautiful.
Really yeah, is. She has a lot of big feelings.
The day that I threw the pillow at Jesse's face, like, she just sobbed. Like, my mommy.
God, she did. She literally was like, why did she do that?
Capine hurt my mommy.
Yeah, or like, she'll think about thoughts about her as a baby and so she'll just start crying. It's like, amazing.
Bro, that's so funny. My friend Melissa, her son Dito, like, with every passing birthday, and mind you, he's only like 7 years old. Like, he cries every birthday. He's like, I just want to stay little. Like, he does not want to get older. And I'm like, wow. At that age, I was like, I want to grow up.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, when you're so little. And he's like, I just want to be a kid. Like, he does not want to get older.
God bless. He understands maybe what's in store for him. Maybe he's remembering his past life and he's like,
Maybe. I mean, I would tell him all the time, like, don't worry. It's so much fun when you're big. And I'm like, inside, I'm like, oh, honey,
no,
you're
see,
right.
You guys are lying to him. That's so fucked.
Okay, but like, I'm not gonna tell him, you're right, kid. The worst days are in front of you coming soon.
No, but you know,
like, what the
listen.
Fuck do you want me to tell him?
Okay, parenting has taught me a lot. There's ways to say things that are not necessarily one or the other. You don't have to like affirm
like,
what they're
worry,
saying.
Puppy, growing up is good.
No, you don't. That's a lie. Good. I don't agree with that. Growing up is not good.
What do you mean?
Growing
like,
up is like
get older. That's
the
good.
Perils of the world become real, and you have to deal with them, and it's
I'm
hard.
I'm not gonna tell him that.
But what you could tell him is, listen. I know that it's scary to grow up, but just really enjoy your time right now. Right now is the only moment we have for sure. Enjoy it.
That is beautiful.
Come on. You got to come up with shit like that when you have kids. You don't want to like bring it one way or the other. Just let them like, you know.
Oh, God knows that if I was a mother, I would traumatize the fuck out of my child.
You know, I wish more people recognized that. I really do. It's such an exercise on like facing you and your life and your like triggers and everything. Kids are the ultimate lesson. And some people are not able to learn them. They just like lash out and poor kids, you know,
right?
What I mean?
Like my poor kid, he'd be like, no, I'm gonna get kidnapped. No, I can't. I'm gonna get kidnapped. No, I'm gonna get kidnapped. You know, I'm not gonna torture somebody like that. Come on.
To be honest, I don't feel like you would be a bad mom at all. You're actually like, when we're
mom.
In a group together, you're always the most vigilant mom in the group.
Well, because I'm scared that every child around me is going to perish.
Like Amelie will like turn a corner. Like, where's Amelie? Where's Amelie? Like she's just right behind
no,
yeah,
you. No, I'm like, where's Amelie? Where's I have to keep my eyes on that. I'm like freaking out. We walked into the Disney boat, like just walking into the cruise, and Amelie stepped 2 inches that way to talk to like the princess that was there. And we were like, Amelie. And like in a second, I had like a mental breakdown. And I had just walked onto the Disney cruise. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be stressed out this week.
Yeah, that part did stress me out. Yeah. But anyway, we need to move on to the boyfriend ick positions.
Yes, our main topic of today's video is Jesse came up with this. Well, this was Jesse's idea because she saw this comment section.
Oh my God, guys. There is apparently a trend going around that I'm unaware of. What it is essentially people are taking pictures of their boyfriends in positions that give them the ick, like physical positions. And it was making me
laugh. Do you have one
so
of Nassim?
No, absolutely not. Actually, Nassim, I was thinking about it and I don't really have an ick position. Like, he doesn't have bad posture. He doesn't stand weird and he doesn't do
weird things with his
feet, I don't think. I was trying to like kind of like look out, but I didn't really notice anything. Basically, this person puts everyone sharing pictures of their man's ick postures, and then she's just laughing in the TikTok, and then everyone just started sharing in the comments their boyfriends.
That one kills me. That one's sitting down.
This one says writing his letter of recommendation. I mean,
oh no.
Yeah, when I first saw it,
oh my God,
bro, I'm sorry. But 791,000 likes would make me break up with him. Genuinely.
No, I would kill myself.
Actually. I would literally. And not in Minecraft. There's just no way. And honestly, bless him. Like, he's just trying to like get shit done.
And
you know what I mean?
The thing is, there's nothing wrong with his posture necessarily.
I think it's that he's like popping his back a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he's giving simultaneously, a like, his head looks like humongous. Like, it looks like kind of like somebody photoshopped it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it really does.
It really does. Yeah. I think also the chair is not helping him. Like something about the chair and you see the space
so
between his back
so
really
far away from him.
Accentuates his pop of the back. Yeah.
Dude, bless him. Almost a million likes, bro.
No, I'm telling you, that won't make me ends at all. Oh my God. This one says 4 years later, still can't get over it. And he's literally.
Not the toes.
No, I would be so disgusted by this. I really would. Like the tippy toes while eating. And I get it because I've definitely done that. Like, of course I've done that. You know what I mean? Because.
Yeah. Like to try to bring your plate
yeah,
up.
Yeah, your plate more like to the.
Give some height.
Well, because you want it to be on a consistent height. You don't want the plate to like slide down, of course.
Exactly. But it's got to be level. You know what? I don't want to see it. Put some shoes on.
Oh my God, this one's so bad. Oh no. Why would she share that? No, stop it.
His hands in his pants like a 4-year-old?
No. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
No.
Repairing our light socket looking like a question.
No, I don't believe you.
You know what that reminds me of? Like in Meet the Robinsons, there's the bowler hat guy and he like, you know what I mean?
I was like, just going to say, it looks like a bad guy like tiptoeing and like trying to rob something.
Like, you know what I mean? No, there's no need for that. Like, I get you have to bend down, but like, I don't understand it regardless.
No, horrible.
Oh my God. I do have an ick pose for Nassim.
No.
Oh my God. I'm going to see if he'll let me put it up. God, please, please.
Oh
please,
man, I bet you he won't.
Okay, when we first went to Nashville, he was sleeping.
Oh my God, we talked about this. Yeah. Jesse, that's not an ick pose. That was like something happened to him.
No. Wait, are you talking about the sucking the thumb thing?
Oh, I'm talking about him sleeping like a dead raccoon.
Oh, no, I don't have a picture of that. Oh, yes, that's definitely an ick as well. But oh my God, the other one happened in Nashville, but it wasn't like it was the first trip we went on with like Yesenia and all of them.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this Nashville.
No, okay. That the dead possum thing definitely gave the ick for sure. But basically, I turned over and I kind of looked at him in the dark and I was like, is he sucking his thumb? Like that was like the only thing I could see. And then I put on my flash for a second. I was like, this motherfucker is sucking his thumb. So I took a picture. He wasn't sucking his thumb, but he kind of fell asleep like kind of like this. Like his thumb was like folded and like right by his mouth. So it looked like he was fully sucking his thumb. And I remember thinking in that moment, like, if I find out this guy's sucking his thumb, I am going to be so disgusted. Like, genuinely.
If I find out after 15 years that
I'm
going to
be just absolutely horrified. Like, I don't know how I'm going to recover from that. Like, genuinely. I don't think I'm going to be okay.
I can't.
But luckily, no. I zoomed into the picture because I took it with, like, the flash that the front camera has. And when I zoomed in, I realized it was just an optical illusion. And then I showed him the next day. I go, motherfucker, I spent, like, 30 minutes trying to figure out if you were sucking your thumb or not. It was horrifying.
It was like, of course not.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Sorry. I just started scrolling down. Is that him clenching his ass? I don't even think it's that he's clenching. I think the pants just got caught. I don't know if I can.
Listen, it happens to me with my dumpy sweatpants all the time.
No, girl, do not do that to yourself. This is nowhere near what your dumpy looks like. This looks like a sad, you know, because it's like ruffled at the bottom. I don't know. I don't like that.
Wow, that's bad.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Guys, I know this is very, very Miami of me, but if I see a man con chancletas, me da algo. I cannot see a man with, if I see a thong, this is not a thong sandal.
What are you talking about? You haven't seen Bad Bunny with his little chancletas on stage when they turn all to the side and he's like trying to dance with them? It's so bad.
And I hate it.
And his jorts. It's so bad. I hate it. Get out of here. Get out of here, Benito, por favor.
Especially if you're going to wear sandals, please let them be basketball sandals and please put on socks.
They need to be slides. 100%. I agree.
Slides, and you have to be wearing socks.
Yeah. With your slides. 100%. Oh my God. This picture of him swimming.
No, but he's, come on, he's, it was mid-swim, and you know, he was like doing the frog swim.
I know, but it's horrifying.
Which is very embarrassing.
It's horrifying.
Very embarrassing, actually.
Awful. I hate it. Oh, come on. This one, he's just going back to when he was a baby in his mommy's tummy. I feel bad for him. With that his little Pikachu so stuffy pillow, I feel bad for him. Come on. With our newborn.
There we go.
Oh my
again.
God, the tippy toes. But he's just trying to, you know, he might be a short king. He's trying to level out. You don't want your baby falling.
Yeah, you don't want a slanted baby. Like, I get it.
Oh, my God.
No.
What is this? Oh, my God. He's in full frog pose. I don't like that.
Oh, my God. It's giving, like, stripper move. Ah! What the fuck?
Wait. Stop the fucking movie right now. What is happening? He has had those toes curled for so long that the circulation's cut off.
Yellow.
They're white. Yeah. They're dying off. And where's his fifth toe? I can't. There's too many questions.
Oh my God, for real. Maybe he's got four.
And he's wearing sandals. So like it's like a quadruple threat here.
Actually.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
I don't like this. Lots of feet things. Aw, come on.
Hey, come on.
This guy's just sleeping. Pobre.
I know, for real.
Yeah, some of these girls are ruthless, I'll say.
I know. My God.
Oh. No, come on. He's just...
No, come on, nothing. No, come on, nothing.
I mean, it looks like somebody's in front of him laying out like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Somebody's laying down and he's sitting on top of them. Yeah.
He's like missing his legs.
I mean, it's not that bad. Oh, I wouldn't like this one.
Are you like me?
Yeah, I wouldn't like that one. Oh my God. Wait, that actually looks like he's trying to like fuck the wall. Like, I don't like that. What is happening?
Yeah, actually, like maybe he's like, listen, when I was younger, I used to like lean on the pool like that.
Don't stop. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. No.
When I was younger.
No,
and we had a pool and it had a jet. I used to hang off.
I know. Just stop. I don't want to hear. I actually don't want to. I don't want to do this with you.
I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew what it felt like.
Oh my God. I can't. That is too much.
Oh, no. Oh hell no. I'd wake him up and be like, who are you dreaming about? I'd slap him. Be like, what are you biting your lip
for? Why are you biting your fucking lip like that?
Who are you sexing in your dream? No, this is too much. I can't handle these. Like the ones on their knees, I can't handle the ones on their knees.
No, I know. Oh hell no. If my man was playing like this, I'd have an issue.
Like, what is he holding on to? Oh, that's a computer.
He's like leaning in front of, like he's leaning to the computer. Yeah. But his ass stayed back in Miami and he's in Georgia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, this guy looks like he's...
Honestly, I stand like that all the time.
Really?
I swear to you, this little... Oh, no, this is a joke.
That's a joke.
That's a joke. Oh. Pobrecito. No, I don't like this movie.
Hey, he's kind of rocking your dumpy. Your dumpy look in the denim. Yeah, he's kind of slaying it. If he had covered up how absolutely comically high-waisted his jeans were, I think that genuinely his dumpy would have been like fine for me, you know?
Okay, for sure.
Oh, is he with us? Like, is this guy still here?
I don't think so.
Or has he passed
the
one?
Is this like the...
Did you drown him? Yeah, what is happening? Oh my God. This one says, ruin my damn engagement pictures.
No, why is he standing like that?
No, God bless. He has a condition for sure.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know actually if he like knows it because her saying like he ruined it, like there's no way he doesn't just stand like this.
He's like standing like this. Like
I think he has like scoliosis or something, you know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Although I'm not going to lie. This is how I looked when Alex told me on the cruise, like, girl, straighten up. Like, because I was literally like hunched over the coffee bar like that. Yeah. Yeah. I have very bad posture. For sure.
I mean, so do I. If our chairs didn't have backs, oh boy.
No, some of these girls are brave for this. Like, for real.
Oh my God. This is funny. He's just thinking while he sleeps. He's like Nassim.
Oh my God. Oh no.
I'm sorry. Okay, if you know you are rock climbing and you want to go from one little pebble to the other side all the way like that. Then you do it slowly and gradually. You don't do a cheerleader split move and looking like a damn, like, ew, that's such an ick.
Or like at the very least, like it wouldn't have been bad if like you go to the rock that's far away, but then you kind of like bend the knee, you know, like you do like a side right, lunge okay. there.
Like give me some athleticism.
Yeah. This is giving you're stuck now. Like we have to go rescue you.
It's giving you first time on the wall.
And listen, I do understand. Icks are funny because they're pretty harsh. They usually are just like icks because you're like existing weird. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just exactly. Like, and I have so many. It's my weird ass aquarium. I stand in many icky ways. I know it. But, you know, it's just fun to make fun
I
of
definitely
man.
Do. And actually, they have made fun of my toes. Remember that Joey said my toe looked like Cinderella, like the stepsisters trying on the glass slipper? Like, yeah, I do agree. I have very weird habits. And I'm sure while I'm editing specifically that my toes are in all sorts of, you know. And Nassim has so much grace in his heart. For me, you know, like he doesn't call it.
Imagine if he just started taking pictures of all your ick poses.
No, literally, I would be horrified. Meanwhile, then there's me with his damn thumb sucking while he's unconscious, he's asleep, and being like, if he is sucking his thumb, I'm not gonna be okay with this. You know what I mean?
That's different, though. That's different. That's not him in like a random ick pose. That's him sucking his thumb secretly for years. What's that about?
No, that was my first thought. Is I'm like, why would he go to do this? You know, like in his subconscious, like he doesn't suck his thumb at night. Would you ever be with a guy who sucks his thumb at night?
No.
What if he's the best guy ever, is the like everything on paper that you could ever ask for, but he sucks his thumb at night?
Okay, but like, is it like he's actually for real all those things?
Yes.
Like not just like a serial killer.
No, he's the best guy you could ever like ask for on paper.
Yeah.
You would be fine with it?
If he's the best guy ever and what he sucks his thumb, I mean.
Yeah. Cool. Not a non-negotiable for you.
It would give me the ick. Yeah. Give me the ick, but
I feel like people can't hide that they suck their thumb because their teeth show it. You know what I mean?
Or it's different. It's actually different because sometimes either your teeth go forward or like the top of your mouth goes up. Trust me, I know because I sucked my thumb like majority of my life.
Oh my God.
Not majority of my life. Like, okay. So I was a tete kid and I had a tete and all, like everywhere all over the house. And then they put a pool. This is the story. They put a pool in my backyard and my parents sat me down and said, you cannot get into a big person pool, a big kid pool, unless you get rid of your tetes. Like,
oh my
you
God.
You have to get rid of the tete. And like, I really wanted to get in the pool or whatever. And so I was like, okay, I could do it. I could whatever. They threw away all my, I remember this like if it was yesterday. I must have been like 6 years old when this happened.
Oh my God. And your teeth weren't completely fucked?
No, like the tete didn't fuck up my teeth. And I was like, okay, I'll get rid of all my tetes, whatever. And I had a mental breakdown when all my tetes were gone, like so bad. And instead of being like, listen, mama, that's the way the cookie crumbles. My parents were like, you know what? Just suck your thumb. Like, try this.
Stop it.
And I sucked my thumb until I was like 10 years old. Yeah.
Oh,
I was
no. Like 10. What made you stop?
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm going to middle school. Maybe I should
You were
stop.
Just self-regulating. That's good.
Yeah. But yeah, it doesn't always like stick your teeth out. It didn't happen to me, but it did. I feel like it did something to the roof of my mouth. I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm glad you did stop. Okay.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Oh my God, dude, I had written down because I was watching TikTok and a clip of Trixie Mattel and Katya's like podcast came up and they were discussing the national anthem. And when they fucking pointed out, you know, the part that they go like, or the ramparts we watch, you know, or whatever the fuck, that part, bro, it's not or the ramparts. It's like the singer was trying to say like over, but like cutting it short. So all the times in the song where you hear or, it's supposed to be like over, but not like pronouncing it. You're saying like O, comma, E-R, like or.
What?
Isn't that mind-boggling? Because I thought it was or the rampart.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was or
the ramparts. Or the ramparts. Michaela
Nagel. I thought it was or the ramparts, but it was over the ramparts.
I
mean, guys, come on. And if one of you motherfuckers in the comments say that you already knew that, I'm blocking you. When I tell you, I'm actually
everybody knows
blocking
that.
You, bro.
Everybody
knows
freaking knows that.
Everybody knows everything, okay? I get it. Wow, I'm sweating buckets over here.
Well, because you have a fucking sweater on.
My God. No, I don't. It's a t-shirt. It's just oversized. Oh. Shall we get into lights, camera, smiles?
Oh,
James, you owe me a soda.
Oh my gosh, I love Kim Possible. Bro, guys, we had no idea. Me and Jesse were cracking up about this the other day because when I was talking about my friend who was fighting with her friend on Instagram because her friend posted a picture of Bad Bunny burning the American flag and it was AI and her friend was like, oh shit, whatever. If you saw like that, the other episode, Jesse was like, bro, you failed to tell me that this AI picture was Bad Bunny wearing a freaking dress with like the pride colors on it. I'm like, I had never
seen
the
trans flag colors. I looked at that photo. I'm like, oh, that can't be the one. Colors, yeah. That can't be the one you're talking about.
Not people like falling for that.
No. It's beyond disturbing. Like, it is the fakest shit I've ever seen in my life.
I'm getting so tired of it. The other day I saw a picture of Zendaya and Tom Holland getting married and I got so excited and it was a fucking AI picture.
Oh, like, my God. Okay.
I'm so done.
Well, wait, was that your lights, camera, smiles?
No.
Oh, okay. So my lights, camera, smiles is something that made me laugh the other day. It says, my boyfriend yelled at me prank on dad. So I guess this is the mom talking to the daughter on the phone, saying in front of the dad, like, oh, he yelled at you, like, for to see how the dad reacts. Okay, here we go. And it reminded me of us, to be honest. Let's see if you could guess why.
Edder yelled at you and told you to shut the fuck up? What? Oh my gosh, how rude.
Put a speaker.
Hold on. And then what happened, Emily?
Mama.
Yeah, and then I was just like, mama,
he cannot be talking to you like that, mama. He is your boyfriend, not your friend, mama. He cannot be talking to you like that.
Dad.
Yeah.
No, I told him to shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay, that's fine then. Sometimes we men piss off the girls, you know? That's fine, yeah. Mama.
No, it was me. Don't worry.
Okay, Mama.
That's literally us. Here you go. Sometimes we men, we piss off women, you know?
And you know what? We should be told to shut the fuck up.
He's onto something. I'm just saying.
He really sometimes, is onto something.
You know, men do need to be told, but then if you tell the woman, it's just like you're punching down here. Like, you're bigger than me. You know what I mean? Why are you telling me to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, what the fuck
up?
Is that about?
You know what I mean? Don't scare me. And it's all valid and we're right. That's all I stand by.
Exactly. Oh my God. So this one's so funny. Alex James sent us this and he was like, this is Joey on vacation.
Oh yeah.
This was Joey in Nashville in the alley.
No, it really was.
And just think it's so funny if you know Joey.
So it has a Charlie XCX song, so we can't play it, but it says, when I'm in charge of Google Maps on the trip, and then he just like turns away when he gets to the...
But the song is what makes it.
He turns away when he gets close to the the closed gate. But also, that kind of looks like Joey. Like, it actually looks like him.
No, it's literally like the most perfect, like Alex was onto something. Like,
from afar, Joey. I would definitely be like, that's my brother.
No,
sure.
Actually. And he would do something like that. The Charlie XCX song is what makes the TikTok, so my lights camera smile suck today, but whatever. Well, anyway.
I'm boiling. I gotta go. I gotta eat something. I'm feeling feverish. Oh no.
I gotta eat my Chick-fil-A. All right, guys. We love you so much.
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you. But as always, we will see you next Wednesday.
Oh, we won't.
JK.
Bye.
Bye.